Reb Lezer of Lezer says, Af HaMenasech, Me'achad, Bachut Chayif. Lezer takes water on Sukkot, and Menasech, and outside the Beis Hamikdash, he's also Chayif on the Sukkot. Rabbi Nechemya, Rabbi Nechemya says, Shurei Hadam, Shekriva Bachut Chayif, the Shuraim of the Din. The Lezer says, Aloch of the Shuraim of the Korban is supposed to be put on the Yisrael of the Mizbeach. These are the Shuraim also. If somebody puts it outside the Mizbeach, outside the Beis Hamikdash, he makes a law b'chut to be chayim for this. None of the Chemi holds that the Shricha Shuraim is marked in the Korvin, and therefore it's called Mitzkabel Bishnin, therefore it's called the Zrika. Now if you make the Zrika b'chut, according to him, you'll be chayim Korvin. And the Gemara says, oh my Rav, Rav says, that's what our Reisha of our Mishnah says, that by Zrika Saddam, you chayim b'chut, even if you only make one Zrika. You don't have to have all the zrikas, enough just to make one zrik of achutz. The Gemara says, Rabbi says, "Omoydu Reb Lezer v'damim." The race even goes according to Reb Lezer. Even though the Mishnah before Reb Lezer says, "If you burn only half of it, achutz yipotam," but by zrikas damim, he admits that every zrika by itself is a mitzvah, and even by the chatas apnim, that there we hold all the matanos amakis. You have to have four zrikas. If you're missing one of them, you're not yotra. But our kopon and each zrika by itself. Is chashiv a ma'aseh zrika, because they're the pshatas. You have to have four of them, so therefore, if you do one of them b'chut, even Reb Lezer agrees that yichayiv. The Tanya wrote like this: Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon Oimrim, mimokem sheposak hu maschil. This is the Gemara in Yuma when they bring the parim of the penim on Yom Kippur. So you have to make a zrika. Let's say if you made one zrika, then the dam was nishpach. Cut rooms. You have to bring another parim and continue making the zrikas. But when you continue, you do not have to start over again, but rather you continue, Mimokim Shaposak Umasim. Even though you only made one Zrika so far, you have a right to continue to do three more. So what do you see? That each Zrika by itself is Chashiv a Mitzvah. See, even though you only Yotza the Mitzvah Zrika Spinin, by Chatzasa Spinin. If you do all of them, if you make one Zrika Bachut from that down, even Reb Lezer would agree Yechayiv for Zrika Chut. Because each Zrika by itself is next to the Mitzvah by itself, and therefore you did one Zrika Bachut, for that you the Chayiv for Zrika Chut. Then the Mishnah says that Reb Lezer Oimer, Af HaMenasech Me'achag B'chag Bachut, also your Chayiv. There is not only for Zrika Chut, but even if it takes the water that was fetched to be used for the Nisach of the Mayim on Sukkot, if you pour it outside, there is also your Chayiv, that's also called Aloy Chut. The Omer of Yechonim Mishum Rabbi Nachim, Yudfoy, that Reb Lezer, the Shitta Shabbat Kiva Rabbi Yomra, Reb Lezer, it says that by Nisach HaMayim Bachut, Yechayiv, he goes according to his Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva. The Omer that he says, Nisach HaMayim Diraisa, that there's a Nisach HaMayim Diraisa to bring the Mayim on the Mizbeach, on Sukkot. So therefore, since it's Mizkaba, but Nid Midiraisa, now if you do it Bachut, you'd be Chayiv. The Tanya learned like this, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva says, V'nescheho, the Pasuk says, V'nescheho, going on, V'nescheho was brought on Sukkot, so he says, V'shnei, V'nescheho across the Medaber, the Pasuk is talking about two types of pouring, that means, Echod Nisach HaMayim, V'yechod Nisach HaYayim, that Midiraisa is a mitzvah to bring Nisach HaYayim, to pour wine when you bring the korban, and the Uadim, the mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim, on Sukkot is a mitzvah to bring the mayim on the Mizbeach. So since it's Midiraisa and it's Kabbal Vesmin, therefore Mishnah says, if you do it Bachut, you be Chayiv Koras. So Omar Le Roshlokas Rabbi Yechanan, Roshlokas at Rabbi Yechanan, Ima Lahal is learned out from these Sukkim of Nisach Nisakerom, that they both have the same halacha, the Nisach of Yayin, Nisach of Mayim, is a Ima Lahal and Shloshes Lugim, maybe just like by Yayin, you have to have Gimel Lugim at least, like we said before for the Kevis, is Avkan Shloshes Lugim. And also by Mayim, it should only be Yot, or Bichayiv Achut, if you pour at least three Lugim of Mayim. I, Bo Reb Lezer, Mei Hacha Kama. The Lezer says in the Mishnah, Afa Menasech Mei Achad, Mash, even a little bit of it. You don't have to have the whole Gimel Lugim. Rashi says, Mei Achad means Rafidu Pachus Mishloshes Lugim. Eagle among Yom Sukkah, Belug, Hoyim and Asech. Some say it's enough just to have a lug for the Nisach of Mayim. If Reb Lezer learns it out from this passage in Nisach, we have to learn it out from Nisach HaYayin, but Nisach HaYayin, you never have less than Gimel Lugim. How could the blessed say your yotza, the nistach hamayim, with one lug, and machusos yichay with one? Why? And writer, ima lahalan b'shay yemos hashana. Learn from this process, just like nistach hayayin is all the year. Maybe after b'shay yemos hashana, maybe you adin that nistach hamayim should be chayim the whole year round. And Rav Lezer b'chankama, Rav Lezer the Mishnah says clearly, yogi chayim for nistach hamayim machus on Sukkot, not all year. So who this cannot be the post that we are blessed on it out from. So Gemara says, true, it's to mitzvah, they forgot, so the Nachim, you probably forgot, hold the Yom Rabbah, that Rabbasi said. The Yom Rabbah, that Rabbasi said, Yom Rabbah, that Rabbi Yechanan, Mishum Rab Nechunya, Ish Bekas Beis Chosin, the name of the Nechunya from the first of the city of Bekas Beis Chosin, they said like this, that Esther Nathias, there's a special halacha about planting on Shriyas 10 young trees together. Yeah, there's a loch, Nuchas Shriyas, you're allowed to plant this field, Erev Shriyas, Mamash up until Shmiyas. So that halach is halach l'mashem Sinai. So these three halachis are halach l'mashem Sinai. Esen Atiyas, Arova, that's an Ansukkis, an Hashanah Rabbah, they take the Arovis, that's halach l'mashem Sinai. The Nisach HaMayim, that is the Nisach HaMayim Ansukkis, is halach l'mashem Sinai. Therefore, Gudra Blazim the Mishnah, the Nisach HaMayim does not learn out from Nisach HaYayin, but it's halacha by itself. All right, we'll stop. We're holding Daf Kuf Yud on the days in the bottom Gemara, the last three lines. Tana Rabbanan, what about this? The Brisa says, HaMenaseich Shloshes Lug Yumayim Bechag Bachut Chai. If somebody takes three lugim of water that was set the same Nisach HaMayim on Sukkot, and he pours it outside Bachut, there's Chayot Koros for this. That's also called like Haloi Chut. We have Lezer of Shimonai now in Molon L'Shein Chag Chai. He has known as long as the water was filled with the same Nisach HaMayim, and then somebody pours it outside, he's Chayot. The Gemara says, my Gemara, what's the Machlokes here? Omer Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok, the Yeshir, the Mayim Kamislagi. Machlokes says, is there a Shir? How much do you need for Nisach HaMayim? So as he explains, like the comment, and the comment, and the comment, says, HaMenashe says, Mugin Chayu, and Gu Adin, Yosem Shosh Mugin. But not less, because there's a Shir, how much water you have to be used for the Nisach HaMayim. And because of Lezer Shimon, there's no Shir. And it could be told in the Chura, would he learn out the story of Nisach HaMayim? If you learn out from the Pasuk before of Niskeho, the Shmeni Suchim, and the Chanami, then Nisach HaMayim has to be like Nisach HaYayim, that you have to have at least Gimanugim. But if you learn out from Halacha Moshe Sinai, then it could be there's no Shia.